Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. After the previous presentation, you might have had second thoughts on lambs, but I assure you that I will show you certain things that when I got into lambs, if you looked at or you listened to Professor Tan's discourse this morning, his lecturer's jaws dropped, mine fell to the floor when I saw what the students were doing. I found that in the 10 or 12 years, I was heading the e-learning section in my area in Singapore Polytechnic. We were telling the students too many things. And here they were waiting to tell us about what they knew. And when I opened out question and answer, and I saw how they answered, I really was stoned, and I'm going to show you later on a glimpse into the elements of what I did with them, with the little time I had. And unlike the previous Professor Stanley's presentation, where he had very elaborate sequences, I will show you the shortest sequence in lambs ever. Three icons, and talk about teaching and learning, and talk about teach less, learn more. I'll prove it to you this afternoon, where we can teach less and learn more. I'm sure many of you have been pulling your hair. How am I going to teach less and the students going to learn more? You'll see amazing things soon. But before we have a chance to go into lambs, let me take you through the rocky road that I had, or Singapore Polytechnic had, going from a system where everyone had a free-for-all. Each school had their own system, championed their own methods of e-learning, had their own best practices, and Blackboard was a unifying method, a unifying system, okay, which allowed all these 7 or 8 schools to come together and have a unifying learning management system. If you look at the bullets, okay, before 1999, where we started off, each school adopted its own style of e-learning. Each one treasured its own style. And it was difficult and for teachers and students teaching across schools to have some systematic way of learning or teaching and learning. And for, of course, the admin, it was a nightmare because it was a question of enrolling students across schools. Then Blackboard came. It was amazing. Okay? It was a uniform, a unifying learning management system. And staff now adopted specific roles. Module coordinators could now host modules, prepare announcements, reposit notes, publish quizzes. That was fantastic. However, after 3, 4, 5 years, we found that there were shortcomings of Blackboard. It was difficult to engage students effectively. Students were forced into an environment far from personal. Teaching was orchestrated in a way that was alien to students' learning. Staff put material on PowerPoints, they had quizzes, and they would say, do your PowerPoints, do your quizzes, and then that's it. So many of the students didn't bother to go into the PowerPoints, they just did the quizzes. And when they went into the PowerPoint, they just clicked from one point to the other in super fast time, not completing the activity at all. And when asked, they used to tell, "I think I prefer listening to you. I didn't really understand the PowerPoint." And when the teacher asked them which part of the PowerPoint were puzzling, that's where the conversation ended. Okay? So it was very, very difficult to manage. Okay? And as time came on, we found that interactions in Blackboard were anachronistic, difficult to create reflection, customized learning through branching, create groups, forums. And these were the things we wanted. Then LAMS came to the scene. For us, it came in 2009, October. I still remember. And the first reaction was, what is this new kid on the block? I've been through AuthorWare. I've been through Flash. I've been to Blackboard. Now, another new kid on the Blackboard. What am I going to... What is it going to spell another doomsday scenario for me? Because I was involved in managing the learning. We have 100 staff. I have to schedule them. And then after going through all the scheduling, they'll come and tell me, really, I'll stick to my old form of teaching. Thank you very much. It's very nice, very interesting. You carry on. But I have my own style of doing things. So when LAMS came into the scene, when I went through the initial period of going through and learning the 22, the use of the 22 icons, I found it was incredible. I had a lot of things waiting to try out. Okay? And all the things missing for me was now available if you look at the four bullets. And more important is, as I will show you later on, it was possible for each student to be managed, and there were features of a grade book, and it was possible, more importantly, to use it in our traditional lecture, tutorial, and lab. For 12 years, as a course management team chairman, I have been trying to bring LPPE. It was so difficult. Just for those who don't understand the acronym, L stands for lecture, T stands for tutorial, P stands for practical, and I was just asking for one more alphabet, E. That is e-learning. And once it was not in the learning landscape, it was very difficult. So I could use now in lectures, I could use LAMS in lectures with a class. All of them have notebooks. And some of them were, in fact, asking me, what do we use the notebook for? They used to play cards. They used to play games. But in lectures, they never bothered to come and use the notebook. In labs also, they never bothered about using their notebook in the labs, in the tutorials. And everything was asynchronous. And there was no possibility of using it synchronously, using e-learning synchronously. Okay, our road to LAMS was a rocky one. I became an evangelist almost instantly. Okay, but to pass that to the other members of the staff proved to be a rocky one. And I'm not saying it's solved still. We still have a lot of rocks to clear. We started using LAMS in October 2009. Okay, then later on, it was introduced to students in April 2010. We got feedback from faculty and students in March, April 2011. there were some interesting things. Many staff still think that lambs is exactly like blackboard. Okay, they think I've got into blackboard, why do I need lambs? Okay, so that is one of the major obstacles to point out the benefits of lambs. The students are more excited, surprisingly, because it gives them an opportunity to be active. One of the things we used to have is e-learning week, where we used to tell the students, you don't have to come to class, hooray, but you have to do e-learning, boo. Why? They used to come and tell me, I have to do quizzes after quizzes after quizzes during e-learning week. Please take it away. We don't want e-learning. E-learning had a bad name because whenever we were talking about e-learning, it meant quizzes. And worst, it was multiple choice. Okay? They told me, sir, in the real world, there is no multiple choice. When I go and make a decision, I don't see 1, 2, 3. There is a 4 which is invisible. But you are telling me it must be 1, 2, 3, or 4. Is the real world always 1, 2, 3, 4? Can't I express myself in some other way? So I told them, hooray, let me show you. Okay, and what I'll do is I'll show you in a moment. Okay, before I go to the demonstration, I'd like to say that it is very important that we have a core team of like-minded people who can act as catalysts, so you can cry on one another's shoulder also when the staff make disparaging remarks about e-learning, and you can support one another. So for those who are venturing into e-learning and learning technologies in general, it's good to have a small core team who are like-minded and who will support one another. And I've been fortunate. My colleagues are here, and we have supported one another to help one another in this journey. We divided ourselves basically into the structure shown here, and we had the support of functional leaders who helped us getting e-learning into a large educational institution or learning technologies is not an easy task because you have a wide grouping of intellectuals who know exactly what they know and who have a history of their own learning before them. And if you confront them with a new technology, the first thing they will do is they will put barriers around themselves to protect themselves. So these are a few things I learned. We use a little tool called the T5 approach, where we divided our activities that we were going to put into lambs. Okay, there is a tendency to think that, okay, now lambs is on, what do? I get into lambs and lambs will do everything for me. Wrong. Lambs just manages your activity. You must have in your head, in your experience, activities that you already have, material that you already have, which needs to be structured in coherent sequences. And that's very important. Okay, won't dwell on this too long. Okay, this is our status as of now. Most first and second year modules are LAMB-enabled. We have student support. Their concern, of course, is the marks awarded for activities. Remember, the currency of any educational institution is marks. No marks, don't waste my time. Okay? So that's very important. It must show in the end some form of linkage to the marks. And I'll let you in on how we can get about this. Staff are, unfortunately, as I told you, generally resistant. LAMS is a new activity in their work landscape. Their concern is, will student performance in LAMS, lead to higher pass mark? That is the one of the key performance indicators. Will they get better performance? Okay, it is a road to better performance, yes. Okay, schools and institutions generally are supportive in a passive way to many innovations in learning technology. Their question is, will investment bring significant returns? Okay, with that, I'd like to conclude. I don't say that LAMS is a cure-all, a panacea for all our learning and teaching activity to solve all our problems, but ultimately, teaching is intensely human interaction. Learning technology can help us. And now, as technology advances, I believe the time will come where we have more and more clever methods that will address the wide range of learning tools that we as educators will use. Okay, so with that, I'd like to go through a little demonstration to show you the shortest LAMS activity that you can ever see, and the returns that you get are incredible. Okay, let's go to... I'll use the opportunity for those who are new to LAMS to show how LAMS is structured in the Blackboard environment. I'll go to staff, and then I'll go to e-learning at SP. Okay, I take this module called Wind Energy Systems. There are many modules I do, but of particular interest today, I'd like to show you Wind Energy Systems. Simply, it's because it's the top of the list also. So within the Blackboard environment, hope I haven't broken it. Either my trousers is too tight or... Okay, thank you. Okay, I'll take you through the control panel where we can see the interesting bits. Can I take a... Too tall, I might be able to... Thank you. Okay, at the top you see the usual stuff, the PDF files they're supposed to read. Students are supposed to read. What I'm doing is I'm introducing LAMS into the wind energy systems, and in particular, I'm looking at global energy resources. So it presents to you, when you go into the control panel, three buttons. The student sees only two. We see a third button, which is the open monitor. So I'm going to open the monitor. And the sequence, just three icons. And the amazing thing that can be done. All I needed to do was to put in the notice board. Very simple question. Energy usage. We will build on our use energy usage. Okay? And after introducing them to that, Q&A. Now, this is a cool feature that really stunned me. That is the responses of the student. I asked a simple question. Fossil fuels are not clean. What does this mean? And look at the responses I got. And you cannot say it's a cut and paste because many of them really gave their own impressions, some very original. And these are the returns I got. Look at the amount of... And I asked the question, very simple question, open-ended questions, deep thinking. Hydroelectricity impacts the ecosystem. What are your views? Okay? And I got a whole series. Now, what I have told them, this is the next stage. I see all the you see all those icons of little fellas there. What I do is, you can pinpoint on each particular person, and I can click on what his responses are. Let me get it correct. Okay, and what are the answers that has been given? And what I told them is, after this, we are going to create a wiki. Okay, you are going to help me. I'm just the gardener. I give you the plot. You are going to plant the seeds. And I told them, we are going to create a wiki, and this wiki is going to be consisting of the material from your responses. You are going to discuss among yourselves how you're going to use the material, and we were going to put it in the wiki. And I said, I told them, when I set the exam questions, I will be using this wiki to set exam questions. So, at once you have interest, at once you have interest in the wiki and their concerted attempt, okay? And I have some, I've actually closed, and I have pleas from some of them because 34, if, for those of you at the front can see, 34 out of the 51. But when they realize that they're going to form a wiki and everyone going to contribute and the exam is going to be set on the wiki, I'm going to pick my questions from the wiki. Everyone is interested. And you can see the start of a wiki now. They're beginning to do this. Proportions of global energy usage, okay, and the terms, and they... I don't do the work. They do all the work. I just sit down and watch the fun. And it is very meaningful. And this has what has been missing in my teaching personally. I don't know, probably some of you might have been using it before, but I have found that I've been talking too much. And I have not allowed them an opportunity to respond, to write, to comment. And I think the younger generation now like this. They don't like too many questions. They like opinions. They like discussion. And LAMS gives me an opportunity to go into this area, which I have not been able to find. So with that, I would like to end. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for a great presentation. Okay. Are there perhaps one or two quick questions?
Yes. Okay, this particular class has about 54. Yeah.
Because, you know, let's say at NTU, their class is 200. You don't want to create something like that, and, you know, you don't want to have a control over it. So how do you manage such a number of responses?
Oh, yeah, quite easily, actually, you know. What you do is, what I've done is, you rarely teach 180 alone. When I teach the whole lecture theatre, probably is about 180. But then we have tutorial groups. Okay? So what I would do is to divide them into groups, and then I'm using the adaptive release in Blackboard to allocate staff to students using the LAMS activity. So each staff manages smaller groups rather than the whole 180 being managed by one staff member. It becomes quite difficult. You can see from 50...
I agree with that. That was my concern.
Correct, yeah. With 50 students, I've got overwhelming sort of response. You should see their response on nuclear energy. Incredible. Okay? And, I mean, to summarize, there are certain things I think even the newspapers haven't thought about, about how they have their opinion about 2 grains of uranium being able to supply the energy resources of the whole of Singapore for 10 or 20 years. They've done their sums, and they want to tell us that. So incredible, actually, some of the responses. And I've not been able to get this through normal... question and answer, and I've found that I'm guilty to a large extent of asking too many questions rather than asking a few key questions and letting them have suggestion. I found out over the last 1 or 2 years this to be. Okay, yeah, LAMS has a very interesting feature that after you answer, you can see the responses and you have an opportunity to refine your answer.
There's no way to see responses to other people before you respond.
No. And in a lot of these open-ended questions, there's really no answer but opinion, you know, and there's a big gray area, really. And that's what we want, that's what I wanted to see and finally could, you know, see in my students. Okay, it's quite interesting, yeah. If you want to ask a question which is specific, then what you can do is you can pose a question which demands an answer, but instead of telling the answer, then open up another sequence or continue the sequence to ask them why do they think their answer is right or wrong, or do you think it's a reasonable answer that you are giving, rather than just telling them, this is your question, this is the answer. Keep it going. Keep it going rather than just saying, this is the wrong answer, that's the end of the story, I know everything, you don't know everything, that's the end of. But keep it going, you know, and ask them, do you think this is a reasonable answer? What are the range of answers do you think you would expect? And that's where LAMS can help, because you can build in, you can include sequences, and probably you can get two or three people to cross-check answers and, you know, get sort of responses in that way. So you can do little bit of clever things like this rather than just right answer, wrong answer. And the thing I found is you don't need programming skills. The closest thing I found to LAMS when I first started was AuthorWare, which was Macromedia AuthorWare, which eventually became an Adobe product, but it requires considerable amount of expertise and programming knowledge, and then Flash also, which is incredibly good, but incredibly difficult also, not for academic staff. So in my experience, going through historically all that, this proved to be a sort of a very convenient tool. Unfortunately, it came too late in my career. I'm at the point of retiring. So I think after retirement, I'll continue with LAMS.
Okay. Well, it's hard to imagine a stronger...